Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Here on the Jeff Calkins Show today, because it's Thursday, we'll have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Of course, we have him every day straight up at 10 o'clock. But then, every day we do not play Right Trivia. We do on Thursdays. So Kevin Cerrito, who had to do a lot of heavy lifting earlier in the week, actually carrying the damn show, is going to be back now in his more restricted and celebrated role as a trivia master. Kevin Cerrito will join us. Jeffrey will try to extend his ridiculous streak of winning, and we will be playing for a fabulous prize. Jeffrey, what's the fabulous prize?
Jeff, we've got a family pack of tickets to the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center.
Family pack of tickets, that's four, for the Mid-South Fair. And so there you go. Head out this weekend. We'll do that in the second hour. If you can be better than Jeffrey, that's great. That's fabulous. Knock yourself out. But really all you have to do is play honorably. It's good to be back in studio after some time away, recuperating and traveling and all of that. The show's just better in studio. You know,
it is indeed, Jeff. It's good to have you back.
Show's just better in studio. It's good to be back in studio here on National Cheeseburger Day.
Mm.
Now, you know, we like to celebrate the days as much as the next person, right?
Of course.
But do we think that really National Cheeseburger Day deserves a separate day from National Hamburger Day?
No, I do not.
I don't either. But do we agree that a cheeseburger is superior to a hamburger?
I do.
So should the more celebrated day be National Cheeseburger Day?
I mean, obviously, I want to think about my friends that are lactose intolerant.
Of course.
But
haven't we within the last 6 weeks, you know, gone through, there's the one at the Belmont, and there's the one at Alex's Tavern,
sure,
and there's Tops, and there's the one at Chili Verde.
Of course.
And there's, people say there's a really good one at Folks Folly some night when you can get the grill.
Yeah, the bar,
else.
I think the bar does, like, yeah, they grind up the
but
leftover steak.
It feels like we can't really revisit National Cheeseburger Day. I do urge you to celebrate however you wish to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate by watching maybe some of, we'll see, the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills play the Miami Dolphins. Do you realize that in the formative period of my youth, like, when are you most formed as a sports fan? How old? Pick one age, a single age.
12?
Okay. So 12, I was born in 61.
Do you agree with that? I mean,
I think that's right. That's probably the exact number I would have picked.
Okay.
And so that's 1973 for me. Do you realize that for an entire...
Who was the running back then?
That was OJ. But for an entire decade, the Bills didn't beat the Dolphins.
In the 70s?
Actually, now that I think about it, could have been the '80s. I block it out. I think it was the. I think they beat them.
Were
in
they
90s.
Still playing twice a year?
They played twice a year.
That's really tough.
They went an entire decade.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. Dak has now beaten the Giants 14 straight games. The Giants do have because there's been games where Dak hasn't played. But Dak has won 14 straight.
Yeah, now that I think about it, maybe it doesn't fit so well with my what's the perfect time to be a sports fan? Because I think they beat him in the '70s, not much, but they never beat him once in the 1980s. Not a single win in that entire decade. I think it's fair to say the Dolphins are down and the Bills are up. But do I have sympathy? No. Squish the fish, baby. Squish the fish.
I will say this, though. The fact that there's perhaps multiple decade stretches without a win, the Dolphins only lead the series 62-60 now.
That's because, in the 60s, the Bills were the better team.
Yeah.
In the 60s, the Bills were the better team. And then since then, the Bills have been certainly recent. There were some years when they were both pretty good. The Brian Cox, Dan Marino, Kelly.
Your instinct was correct. In the 1970s, the Dolphins went 20-0.
It was the 70s.
Yes.
It was the 70s.
Correct.
Okay. It wasn't the 80s.
Correct.
But the 80s weren't great. No, the 80s. 80s when Kelly arrived. So actually, the 80s was Marino, and that was back and forth.
So if you go back to the 60s, the Dolphins win in 1968. There was a tie, so they went 21 straight without a win, because the Dolphins win the last game in 1969.
This was Shula and those Dolphins who were a relentless machine, right?
Yeah,
and it was the utterly inept Buffalo Bills. They had some moments with Simpson, actually a good player. And then at some points, they had Joe Ferguson and Joe Cribbs came along at some point and whatever. They actually had some playoff teams in the 70s, not many. But, yeah, so they won an entire
– What is even sadder is most of these games aren't that close.
No. This is just awful. And then they won the whole, essentially decade or two decades and never beat the Pats. They did occasionally beat the Pats, so you didn't have quite –
Fitzmagic game.
You didn't have quite the whole Now, do you believe, Jeffrey? You'll be proud of me. I watched a lot of that Jets game.
Well, yeah, because they put it away immediately.
It was so inept. The Jets were so inept, and the Bills were so in control. Do you think I'm able to terrify myself for tonight's game?
I think you're going to be able to terrify yourself.
100%. 100%. Here's what I believe. What is it now? I think the line is 12.5.
It is.
But the Bills, as good as they obviously in game one, I think they were outplayed, but they won. They figured out a way to win. Game two, the Jets were absolutely inept. Absolutely inept. The Bills weren't even that good. The Jets were absolutely inept. The Dolphins, after a pathetic showing in game one against the Colts, they were better last. They were substantially better against the Pats. And
I think, though, it actually, I think it said more about
the do theory.
Okay, so this is because I actually got a decent amount of eyes on that game. I actually think it said more about the Pats than it did the Dolphins, because the Pats jump out to like a 12-0 lead and the Dolphins looked exactly like they did against the Colts.
Yeah.
And I think if the Pats were better, they would have done what the Colts did to the Dolphins, but I don't think they're good enough to do that.
The thing that sustains me is the Dolphins' defense is just pathetic. Particularly their defensive backfield is absolutely
they're not stopping the run either.
They basically ignored it. And it's a team that feels like, you get these teams that they had a moment, and the moment with 2 years ago they were supposed to win. They did get absolutely ravaged by injury.
Yep.
And now you've got 40%.
And then they had to go play in the cold game, which wasn't fair.
You've got 40% of your cap in Tua, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill's gotten old. I mean, he's still good, but he's gotten old. And it just doesn't work. And their offensive line, which was a strength, like back before they lost Robert Hunt to the Panthers and whatever, the offensive line was good once upon a time. Now it's not good. The defensive line was supposed to be dominant, has not been dominant. And the defensive backfield's woeful. But the Bills continue to lose players to injury. Most recently, Matt Milano, who's a really good coverage linebacker. And so, you know, they've already struggled at safety. They lost corners. I would go ahead. I'm just going to tell you, go ahead and take the Dolphins in the 12.5. I'm not telling you who's going to win the game. I'm just telling you, probably the Bills, but take the Dolphins and the 12.5. Your thoughts?
I can't do it. I'm not saying you have to take the. I want to be very clear. This is one of those ones where you struggle. Like, gambling brain tells you, you need to take the points. Like, the Dolphins could not have looked worse through two games than they have. The Bills have one of the most exciting games in week one. They beat the Ravens and then a dominant performance in week two. But sometimes there's like the obvious pick is actually the right pick. And that's kind of where a lot of the pros make their money, is by knowing, like.
And the obvious pick here is?
The obvious pick is just to lay it with the Bills because the Dolphins.
The
yes.
12.5.
Correct. But at the same time, NFL gambling tells you don't do that.
And everyone's ready to fire McDaniel. No. I'm telling you, you're wrong. But of course, I always think bad things for the Bills will happen. All right.
Are you still not considering that Josh is on the Kill Everyone tour?
He is on the Kill Everyone tour, but his nose hurts.
But he's got a visor.
That could throw him off.
Yeah. Well, no, he's going to look cooler.
He said he played in the visor at Wyoming, with a visor at Wyoming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I do want to say just a little bit about the Jimmy Kimmel stuff. Jimmy Kimmel is the latest to be canceled. And to be clear, I don't really...
Suspended indefinitely.
I don't really have any objection, principled objection, to cancel culture. I was not a fan of it. I think it was overreaction when the left was canceling J.K. Rowling. But when people decide, listen, what you said was offensive and bothers us and whatever, and they want to decide we don't want to watch this TV show or read these books or whatever else because we want to make a statement, that, ladies and gentlemen, is America. And I got no problems with it. I think it was wildly overdone when it was the left doing it. And that's when the right came up with the phrase cancel culture. And then, of course, the right has embraced cancel culture every bit as much as the left. But so, for example, when Bud Light hires I suppose it was a trans influencer, Jeffrey, is that what it was? And people yes. want to be mad at Bud Light. Again, like you're doing exactly what you blamed the left for doing. You are engaging in cancel culture, but baby, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If you want to fully embrace cancel culture, just like the left embraced cancel culture, knock yourself out. It seems to be what we do. What we do is if you say something that offends us, instead of saying, oh, well, I disagree with that, what we do is we go out and try to get you fired or whatever else. And that seems to be America today. And it is accelerated by social media. It can pick up steam and whatever else. And so there you go. But what is happening with Jimmy Kimmel is different. And that's why I find it worrisome. And it's different for the following reason, is because the government is involved. Jimmy Kimmel, as you may or may not know, I presume you do know at this point, said on his broadcast on his show that, quote, the MAGA gang is desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points with it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. Now, I'll point out that that sentence is true. It may also be accurate. Like we don't know the precise motivations of the shooter. He was raised in a deeply MAGA family, and it feels like he has been has moved dramatically to the left. And it, there may be who knows, his girlfriend, partner, whatever it was, right? But it's absolutely true that MAGA was trying to characterize this kid as something other than one of them. Maybe because he was something as other than one of them. I actually think the sentence itself was true. But people got mad, got offended, etc. And if in response to that, America and people on the who disagree with that want to be outraged at Jimmy Kimmel and want to get him canceled and fired, God bless you. Like, knock yourself out. Again, no different than any of the other cancel culture stuff we've seen. You got Bud Light to reverse their stance, whatever else. We got Roseanne got fired, right? Roseanne got fired. What did she do? I think she said something that was offensive
about,
to
like, was it about Obama?
Knock yourself out. The reason that I am troubled is that all of this came after the head of the FCC, Brendan Carr, threatened an investigation. And threatened to get involved. And here's the thing about the First Amendment. It doesn't actually protect us vis-a-vis what other people do. In other words, if I get fired for what I'm saying right now, I won't have any kind of First Amendment action right. against Entercom or Odyssey, whatever the hell we're called now, Odyssey, because it doesn't apply. The First Amendment restricts the government.
You can't go to jail for it.
From impinging your speech, right? That's the point. The state. And so back in law school, there's an entire thing devoted to what is state action. In order for it to be some unconstitutional infringement on your right of free speech, it has to be the government has to be getting involved. The government is stopping you from saying what you want to say. The government is and having repercussions based on what you said. And that is strictly prohibited by the Constitution. Again, doesn't apply when for individual human beings and citizens and corporations or anything else. But it does apply when the government is involved. And so when the government is trying to decide what is appropriate to say and what is not appropriate to say, then we are truly entering into an era of authoritarianism. And there's no denying that. That's the distinction. And I'm sorry to have to give a First Amendment lecture. Again, cancel culture, embrace it all you want. Cancel whoever you want to cancel. But when the government starts getting involved in the canceling, that is when, to me, as an American, I find it deeply problematic. And by the way, I've never been a fan of Jimmy Kimmel. You a Jimmy Kimmel guy? Of the various late night hosts who have passed through our whatever, I would say one of my least favorites.
So of the guys now, I mean, I was a Kimmel Man Show fan.
I wasn't familiar with the work. Where was the Kimmel Man Show?
That was on Comedy Central. Right now, though,
And people say to me this. They'll say, listen, if people want to cancel Kimmel or Colbert or anyone else because of crappy ratings and no one's
that was kind of my whole reason. This was going to happen anyway.
That's fine. Then do that. I mean, the other backdrop here, not to get too deep in the weeds, is that this is what this is really about, is Nextstar.
I was going to say the one
Nextstar wants to merge with Tekna.
Yeah.
Okay. And right now, and then Sinclair is also involved. And right now, they need not just the FCC's approval,
right,
for Nextstar to merge with Tekna. They actually need to rewrite some regulations on how many TV stations you're allowed to own
in particular markets.
In particular
whatnot.
Markets, etc.
We saw this with was it WREG? Remember, one of them got bought out, and then technically they had two stations in the market, and then
so that's what the backstory here is. It is caving to that kind of political pressure after the chairman, Brendan Carr of the FCC, said what he said. They're like, holy crap, we need this merger to go through with Tekna, and it's not going to go through. And Nextstar and Tekna had already said they, and plus Sinclair, which leans right, that's fine, they'd already contacted ABC and said they weren't going to air the Kimmel show, and then ABC pulled it generally, and now he is suspended indefinitely. I don't know. I'm a silly. I care about free speech. Words do have repercussions, and they can have repercussions, and they should have repercussions, and I've got no problem with that. I've got a problem when it's the for example, let's just imagine there's a Democrat president who comes in, right? And all of a sudden a Democrat president says, let's say there's someone on Fox or somewhere else saying that vaccines are not effective and they cause autism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your Democratic FCC chair could say that is inaccurate. That's a lie. Because you're spreading lies, we're going to look on pulling your license. And who the hell wants that? Like, who wants the government to be getting involved in determining what's accurate, not accurate, et cetera? And in particular, for example, there were lots of lies told about the Dominion voting machines on Fox, right? Yep. And there is a remedy for that. Here's
lawsuits.
What you do. You sue them.
Yep.
And
they pay a lot of money.
So if Charlie Kirk's family or some other family wanted to sue Kimmel, there's plenty of remedies for saying malicious or false things on TV or in the media. We have a whole body of law that is dedicated to that. That's what should happen here. If people object to something that people say, go ahead and sue them. And like Fox had to do, they had to pay a vast amount of money for their dishonesty about Dominion voting. But that shouldn't be the government getting involved and picking and choosing which questionable truths, however you want to phrase it, we find worthy of threat and which we do not. Okay, never mind that. It's as it happens, Jeffrey. I'm actually today, my brother's in town, speaking to a collection of state attorneys general, and he asked me to be part of the panel to talk about the House settlement and its impact on college athletics, right?
Yep.
And all of this comes on the same day that we now know the transfer portal window for football. They got rid of the spring transfer portal window, and we're just going to have the January transfer portal window. They actually haven't said exactly when that will be. The 2nd through the 10th, I think, is when it currently is scheduled to be. How do you see this going? Because what will happen there is
going to get challenged.
That will be, well, first of all, like Ryan Day hates it.
Yep.
He expects to
the
be.
The Big Ten was very against it.
I mean, it's literally during the playoff.
Yeah.
So if you are with all due respect, like if you are a backup quarterback at Ohio State or wherever,
yep.
right?
And we saw this with Bo Prabhula.
Don't you have to, and there's one window, and it's in early January, don't and it's during the playoff, don't you have to put yourself in the portal?
I mean, that's exactly what Bo Prabhula did for Penn State last year. He was like their run game, you know, like the right. package that they would, and he...
And he actually was part of Pat. He wasn't right. the starter, but, no, but he was part of
the
package.
He had a role on the team.
And said to hell with it.
Yeah.
Worked out okay for him in Missouri.
Seems to be doing okay right now.
Doing okay. So it's going to be challenged by...
I think it's going to be challenged by players that want to leave in the spring. Because oftentimes what happens is teams miss on guys and all of a sudden they want new guys. And then late in the spring, you can usually get more money. You can go over market. If you want to see a good example, go look at North Carolina's roster that is well-funded. But if you look at the talent, you're like, gross.
The larger question that Steve really wants me to talk about is just the impact of all of this on college sports.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, and indifferent.
I still say in the end, it's net positive. Because if you look at it in the terms of, okay, what are the objective measurements? All right, guys are getting paid and gals are getting paid at levels we've never seen before, which to me is worthy considering they're the ones that are the product, if you will. Ratings are through the roof.
Well, that is part of this, is that he did ask me, yes, we were talking about this, what has been the impact on the fan? And what you'd say is, fans are disgusted by it. They don't like it. They don't like to have to, like Memphis Tiger basketball fans don't like to have to learn an entire new roster every year, right?
Yep.
But if you look at TV ratings, they're unchanged fundamentally, right? Or hell, like, you know.
No, they're up.
So I don't think it is diminished interest in the sport. Like people say, I can't stand it anymore because I don't know who. Maybe at mid-level teams which are being rated to a.
I definitely think there's a consolidation going on, and we're seeing it at a faster rate than we normally would. I think the other aspect of it is ratings are also going up because we're changing how we calculate ratings, like the formulas. So. But it seems to me...
We also have a playoff system that I think has driven interest.
I think the playoff system has worked. I think in reality, there's more teams that feel like they have a chance to compete at the top of the sport. But I also do think the bottom of the sport is now like essentially just kind of being done away with. Like realistically, Memphis is probably one of what, four teams in the G5 that have a real shot of making the playoff. Tulane, USF, Memphis. I think Boise's still somewhat of a player. I really think it's going to be hard from the Sun Belt. I think it's going to be hard for someone from CUSA. So, like, you know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Like, where's...
But did they ever have... I mean, no one...
I mean, in the... Call it what you want, but in the four-team playoff slash... what do we call the bowl game? What do we call the artists formerly known as BCS games? The group of whatever we called it, the New Year's Six games. Those.
Yeah.
Every G5 league sent a team to one of those bowl games.
But you never had an actual shot at winning a championship, even
correct.
If they were theoretical. Which,
but
which
you there still is. Had more teams that were competing for that spot.
I mean, the real issue for me, even beyond any of this, is there doesn't really seem to be a solution. I mean, there, as you point out, any restrictions on athletic movement or on ability to earn or whatever will be challenged in court and may well be knocked down in court, okay? Short of a collective bargaining agreement, and they're not going to have a collective bargaining agreement because they're not going to call them employees. And honestly, when I talk to college administrators about why they don't want it, they're totally, in many ways, for years and decades, have been disingenuous, right?
Yep.
But what people always come back to is, listen, if we have to start calling athletes employees, we're going to get out of the business of having women's soccer. We're going to get out of the business of having golf. We're going to get out of the business of having swimming. We're going to get out of the business of having, which not only feeds our Olympic sports teams and whatever, but it's also the part of sports that we, purists might still celebrate. Like, do we really want a world where, because we're calling everybody an employee, they just say, fine, we're just going to have three teams and we'll screw the rest? Like, is that really what we want? And I do believe, and then you have the additional problem that, you know, all the SEC football teams are in right-to-work states. Like, I don't know. It's easy for people like me, and honestly, GP has said the same thing, to say that collective bargaining and calling them employee is the answer. I don't think it's the easy, simple answer that we like to think it is. And so then the only real answer, and this is why administrators continue to push for it, the only real answer is legislation. And I'm just instinctively resistant to legislation that gives colleges the cover they have wanted for forever when they have acted so abominably, right? What they want to do is take the pieces of the House settlement and enshrine them in legislation.
Codify it, yeah.
We can pay them. We can pay them this much. It can be 22%. They will not be called employees. We're going to take all the guts of the House settlement and stick it into legislation and call it legal, and therefore it won't be challenged in court because we have legislation that is making sure that it is that it is legal. And so, and I don't have I'm a little bit instinctively resistant to that legislation, but B, I don't have any confidence that it'll be passed. Certainly, it's not going to be passed in the Senate where it needs 60. You know,
right. So most people, I think also, didn't it get passed up for the vote in the House?
Was that happened last week?
Yeah, I think it got, I don't even think they voted on it, but yes, when it goes to the Senate, it is unlikely to pass.
All right. We're going to come back, play Believe It or Not. We got a lot of NFL to talk about. We got big college games coming up this week, and I want to talk about Memphis and Arkansas a little bit as well. So we'll do that. Then Chris Harrington joins the show, then Writer Than Right Trivia. It is the Jeff Gawkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's just go to the menu here over at Ragin' Cajun. That's the new Cajun place in Bartlett. You know, you could get your basic jambalaya, your red beans and rice. But let's go to the, there's a seafood platter. There's a blackened chicken pasta. There's a crawfish and andouille pasta, Creole shrimp and grits. Of course, you got your classic red beans and rice, your crawfish etouffee, the Who Dat catfish I ate when I was there. It's a fried catfish filet topped with a Louisiana crawfish etouffee that's poured over the top of the catfish and served over rice. That was absolutely delicious. You go your po' boys. Jeffrey, what kind of po' boy would you get? Would you get the roast beef po' boy?
That's the one.
You'd get that one. Sliced roast beef simmered in roast beef gravy on a fabulous po' boy bread that they bring from New Orleans. They got the fried shrimp boy, the fried catfish po' boy, the fried crawfish po' boy, the fried oyster po' boy, the andouille sausage po' boy. In honor of today, Jeffrey, they got a cheeseburger po' boy, also blackened chicken sandwich po' boy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is Raging Cajun. Terrific new place in Bartlett. They got great outside seating, inside seating too, but it's a really comfortable place. It's a neighborhood feeling place. And I always tell you about the white chocolate bread pudding, which is unbelievably great. They also have a Mississippi mud pie, and then it has this with hot fudge. I mean, you wouldn't just want a Mississippi mud pie. You want a Mississippi mud pie with hot fudge. Give it a try if you haven't already. Raging Cajun, 2740 Bartlett Road. All right, Jeffy, let's play Believe It or Not. Hey, Jeffrey, it's kind of troubling that the University of Memphis was sending out an email yesterday saying 4,000 seats remain for Memphis, Arkansas.
Troubling. I'm still going to say no because it still leaves room for walk-up.
You have to say I don't believe that.
I do not believe that, Jeff. I'm going to say it still leaves room.
Yeah. I think it'll be a sellout, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be full.
But it's a smaller stadium now. Shouldn't it have been an instant sellout?
I mean, I do.
Am I quibbling?
I do think if Arkansas pulls off the Ole Miss game and they're ranked, I do think it's a different.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
it's because
also you're asking Arkansas fans. A lot of Arkansas fans did travel to Oxford, but you're asking them to basically do the exact same drive a week later.
I don't think that if they pull off the and beat Ole Miss. I don't think it changes how many Memphis fans go. I do think it changes how many Arkansas, the enthusiasm for Arkansas fans to go.
I do.
Right? I think that's probably right. You'd be an undefeated Arkansas team. You're like.
Probably ranked.
Yeah, no. I think that's it. I think. By the way, I did get some social media traffic yesterday on the conversation that I had with John on how big this game is, the meaning of this game. All of that. And I found it to be an interesting conversation because I just think it's got, the game has some sizzle to it, right? And it has some civil sizzle to it. We have this, what appears to be the end of an era with SEC teams coming to the Liberty Bowl. And we have this chance to really finally, I mean, you complain all you want about Memphis's home schedule. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here you go. Here it is. Like, here's an SEC team. They got hogs and stuff. They got like whatever. They may not be at the very top of the SEC, but it is an SEC team with all that comes with it. And you can't say, well, I don't want to go watch UAB. This is freaking Arkansas. And so there's that. Plus, you're going to finally find out something about your team, it feels like.
Yes, that to me is a huge part of this.
So no, it doesn't actually. It's funny though. Back when if a coach would lose this game in the old days and they'd say this, they'd say, "Well, everything we want to achieve is still in front of us because we can still, you know, win our conference and whatever." I would kind of say that's fine, but I kind of roll my eyes at that. Like, let's not dismiss this as an
as a data point.
What it's not just a data point. Last week was a data point. This is
I don't know.
This is a game you circle, man. There's not that many. This is a game you circle. Actually, the home schedule's pretty good this year. There's more you circle. But this is a game you circle. I do get it, and at least John is consistent because One of my regular listeners was grumpy at John yesterday for saying if they win this game, it doesn't matter because they still have to go out and win the conference, right? In fairness to John, he was also saying if they lose this game, it doesn't matter. He wasn't just saying a win would be meaningless. He says for him, job one is winning the conference. And win or lose, that will still be in front of you.
And where I think he is 100% correct is I think Memphis's only path, like I think USF still kind of has I think it's a very long shot and I would not bet on it, but USF could still have a path to where they get in based on their non-conference without winning the league. Memphis does not have that situation.
No, not at all. Do you see you don't see a situation where Memphis could win the league and get passed up by USF?
So, no.
Let's say Memphis loses to Arkansas. Gets
correct.
Demolished by Arkansas, okay?
I probably don't see that path because also you got to remember, in the event that happens, that means Memphis.
USF.
Right.
Yeah.
But I could envision a world where USF beats Memphis, Memphis beats Tulane. Somehow the standings work out that Memphis and USF play in the title game. I can see a world where USF doesn't get kind of like SMU last year, where USF doesn't get left out if Memphis were to win the conference title game in like a close fashion.
What kind of, let's say USF runs the table the rest of the way.
All right.
Right? What kind of damage to the reputation did this pass? In other words, they got walloped.
Yeah.
They got walloped. Does that make everyone, if it's USF ultimately, are you now rolling your eyes? Because when they played Miami, you saw what happened.
Man. Well, I was also going to say, it depends what Miami does the rest of the way. What if Miami does that to Florida this week?
Like, if they're just rolling everybody.
Correct.
If you're just, if you
like,
are,
think,
if
think
you
about
are the
these,
one. And,
think
and
about,
then it partly also depends on what Florida does the rest of
sure.
the way, right? And what Boise does the rest of the
but
way.
Think about Miami's first game against Notre Dame. They're up like 27-7, and they're rolling. Then Cristobal does what Cristobal does, which is try to shut the game down and win, and then that allowed Notre Dame to get back in it. And so now we think of that as, like, oh, that was a close game. That was closer to a Miami blowout than it was to a Notre Dame win.
That's right.
Like, I do think I'm leaving room in my mind that Miami is awesome.
There is a very real possibility. We have to come to grips with it now, that Arch Manning is a bust.
Yeah, I do believe that. I think he has the yips. To me, it's either one of two things. He either has the yips or he's hurt, and they insist he's not hurt.
So you watched him much more last year than I did.
Yeah.
Like, this is based on a few things. He's a five-star guy. He's a wildly ballyhooed recruit. He's a Manning. Okay? All of that's true. None of that insulates you from being a bust, and all of those things partly go into why he was so celebrated coming into this season. But we had also seen him.
Yes. And while it was weak competition, he was very good. We've seen him against Ohio State, and then we've seen him against weak competition, and he has been awful.
I mean, this past weekend,
it was terrible.
He missed 9 straight throws.
And not only
against,
but that doesn't
UTEP.
Tell that doesn't
and it,
tell us
they were
it looked,
bad. He
it
was
looked
awful.
Worse than he missed 9 straight throws. Like it's the tape is not good.
So what do you?
I think it's all mental.
What do you do if you are?
I don't know.
Sark?
Can
you bench him?
Do you?
Obviously, he's got another. He's not a get right game this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And then Florida?
Florida.
And Florida, yeah.
I don't know. The Yankees moved Chuck Knobloch to left. Like, what do you do with a guy that has the yips?
It's a hell of a situation.
It's one of the most things of, like,
baffling, unexpected.
I could envision a world where he was just kind of
erratic, had bad days, bad
you know,
throws,
Quinn
whatever.
Ewers, like maybe Quinn Ewers, but flashier. Like, I can envision that world where you never
or
thought
Carson
he was,
Beck last year.
Right,
whatever.
Just, exactly.
Yeah.
I did not think that this was in the realm of possibility.
Okay, here's another one related to this. What we're learning is if you are a serious national championship contender or honestly take your football program seriously, period, you should go get a veteran in the transfer portal.
I don't necessarily believe that entirely. If you can go get a good veteran, I am. Like, Carson Beck to me was Miami bought at the right point because Georgia was down on him. He had the surgery. He was better than what people thought he was last year. He was not the problem. And what we've seen is like a guy like Diego has been transformative for Vanderbilt. But there's a lot of teams that are going and getting, like, Kentucky going and getting Zach Calzada didn't steady the ship offensively. Like, there's a lot of,
I guess my point is, once upon a time in college basketball, the best thing you could do is go get the best high school player.
Yep.
And he would come in and you'd ride that player, whether it was Carmelo or whether it was Anthony Davis or whatever else.
Sure.
The best thing you could do is get a one and done. And now what it feels like is you look around at who's lifting their teams.
Yep.
Hell, even Joey Aguilar,
sure.
You know, and your man Diego is fabulous. Mateer has been great.
Yep.
Who else? Castellanos has been unbelievable.
Evan Dampier at Utah has been very
good. Carson been very good. Dante Moore has been very good. Prabula has been very good. Like isn't that the way? Isn't that if you have to grow your own? And what are they doing in Florida? They're trying to grow their own, and yep. He stinks too.
Yeah, because he
missed Texas. He might be
Florida.
Hurt. He stinks. South Carolina didn't even work out so great.
So if you want to say,
go get an established veteran who's been knocked around and knows what they're doing, and playing 4 years of college football is worth something.
I think what I would also do is also what Utah has done, what Vandy has done, what Oklahoma has done. I'm going and getting the package deal. I'm not just getting the player. I want the player and the coordinator that have been running a system for a while so that way I can implement everybody else. But there's a comfort level between the play caller and the quarterback. And I think that, to me, is this kind of begins with Western Kentucky when Tyson Helton was at Western Kentucky, he started going, like, he got the Houston Baptist, and that's where he got Bailey Zappe. And right. So he's been kind of doing that. Like, and I think that's right.
If you can bring a whole system,
correct,
and just import that and whatever.
With the quarterback.
Now, that implies that you're not just going to fire your offensive coordinator.
What happened with Tyson is like Tyson's coordinator gets hired.
And
so he's replacing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can buy that. And honestly, like, you look at Michigan and they go the wildly expensive five-star route, right? I think what you actually want to do is both. Right? Isn't what you want to do is, and maybe you can't.
I think so.
Maybe
the problem
you can't
that Texas
bring in both Underwood and Mateer, for
the
example.
The problem that Texas has is there's not a great option behind Arch. Well, why is that? Well, look at what they're paying Arch.
Well, some of it's just payroll.
Correct. And even Texas can't just...
Don't five-star freshmen, though, still are willing to sit? In other words, if you can afford it, you're okay.
The problem, though, is the people that usually pay for said five-star don't want to see him sit.
I can see that. Okay. Let's turn to the NFL real quick. Of the 2-0 teams, you're pretty... I mean, 0-2 teams. You are pretty damn confident that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. And if you had to vote yes or no, you'd say the Texans as well.
Ooh, I wish you wouldn't have thrown in that last part. So I'm going to say I don't believe that because of the last part.
Right. You think the Chiefs will make the playoffs?
Yes. So when you look at the AFC is very top heavy. So the Bills are in. The Ravens, I think, now are in.
The Bills are in.
Yes. Congratulations on your AFC East Championship, yeah, right, by the way. I don't know what to do with the South, but I right now like the Colts and the Jags better than I like the Texans.
Let's take the Chiefs and their troubles real quick.
Do you want me to read the AFC West standings for you? Because this might be the only time I get to do this for you, where
yes,
this is true.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Chargers lead the division at 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
The Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos are tied at second at 1-1. in dead last, bringing up the rear, is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now, they were dead last after week one, too.
Yeah, but
it's better when the other teams both have L's and they're still and they're still dead last. I really think the Chiefs-Eagles game, I thought was really interesting. I enjoyed the Chiefs-Eagles game. And so did America, by the way. Set a record for whatever.
No way. We watched it?
Everyone watched it.
Do we watch for Tom Brady?
I just... So the Chiefs can't run the ball, right?
No. Patrick Mahomes is their leading rusher.
Patrick Mahomes. And because the offense is kind of dysfunctional, Mahomes is running much more.
He is doing playoff Mahomes
stuff. Exactly. That's what he does in the playoffs. And they're not in the playoffs. But
correct. Which suggests...
He has to. I really do think, though... And then defensively... They're fine, but they're not good. And the real problem there is they blitz at an incredibly high rate, and they still don't get to the quarterback.
Correct.
And my friend, Jeff Jack, who's a Chiefs fan, was asking me. I like him anyway. He was asking me, you know, what the problem is. And I really, it's this simple. You draft 30, 31, 32 every single year. It's hard to get monsters who can rush the passer. It just is. They're not there.
It's also harder to hit.
They're lucky that they're lucky they have Chris Jones. Like even the second round, you're not drafting 42nd, you're drafting 60th or whatever. So I just think it's hard to find monsters at those places in the draft, and they haven't, and so they got some problems defensively. But I think the real problems are they're not like last year. They were converting third downs at an incredibly high rate, and they're not this year. But I really believe you get Worthy and Rashee Rice back, and a lot of this fixes itself.
That's my whole thing. Is I think their weapons are going to get healthier. And yeah. I mean, are you like me? Are you convinced if Kelce catches that ball, they win the game?
100%. It came down to a drop. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't
so
crying.
Happy. It made me so happy. Travis Kelce, it literally had the ball right there.
Honestly,
and
maybe
they
if
won
he just if he just doesn't even if he just drops it to the ground,
they probably still would have won the game. Yes, yeah.
It was the fact that he fumbled it and then flipped it up, and then they could pick it off
just
and run.
Great, it was just great. That's why they that's fine. They lose two close games and whatever. And the Eagles are really good. I think the Chiefs will.
They got to get right spot on Sunday night
against the Giants, right? So
you know what ails a really struggling offense? Giants defense.
It's funny, that was supposed to be good.
We thought the pass rush was going to be good.
The run defense has been horrendous.
Awful. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, but I think Houston's interesting. Okay, so the other 0-2 teams, you tell me which one will make the playoffs.
Okay.
Jets?
No.
No, I'll give them all to you and you can simmer. You got to pick one. Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Texans, Titans, Giants, Bears, Saints, Panthers.
Are we sure we have to pick one? Because I also...
They probably won't.
But here's what I was also thinking about. I think the shift that we've seen in the NFL the last couple of years is that the good teams are all a lot better than the bad teams. And like what we've seen so far is we've not seen like... The Saints have been frisky, or the Panthers have been frisky, but they're not winning. And so what I kind of think is happening is like these really bad teams, they're just so much worse than everyone. Like they're not going to rise up.
Okay, then the flip side is I think you're right. The Texans would be the team just because, A, they're in the AFC South. And we were right about Jacksonville. They're friskier than I'll tell you, I've been right about a couple things. I was right about Jacksonville. I was also right not to give up on Detroit, just because they'd lost their coordinators, and I was right. And I was right that Dallas is not going to be pathetic either. All those things?
Were you
true.
On my team that I think it was right for Liam Cohen to go for it on 4th and 4?
I think so. Yeah,
because to me the difference is they were still going to be only up 6.
I think that's right.
They would have ended the game. I think we're going for it way too much. But in that scenario, it's like that was the only way to end the game.
Which of these 2-0 teams will miss the playoffs?
Okay.
The flip side of this question, okay? Buffalo, Cincinnati. Well, there's an easy one.
Yeah.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Eagles, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Arizona, and the Rams.
So I can't just pick Cincinnati.
You know what? It is, Browning has done well.
Jeff, he threw like three picks on.
And they're in an awful tough division.
But it's not. Who knows? It could be Mike White. It could be Sean Clifford. It could be Brett Rypien.
That's true. Okay. No, Cincinnati. Anyone else?
Cardinals, I think you have to say. The Cardinals have wins against the Saints and the Panthers. I'm not sure. That kind of smells like a fraudulent 2-0.
Yeah, I can buy that as well. I can see the.
Congratulations to all the Baker Mayfield stockholders out there.
You have been.
I've been the captain of the team.
You have been the captain of the team. So, did you enjoy this weekend of NFL?
I thought it was a good weekend, except if we could act like Sunday Night Football didn't happen. That game was awful.
Yeah. Bills Dolphins tonight. Bills shockingly, Bills favored by 12.
We usually don't see this until like.
Whereas the Giants are only 6-point dog to the Chiefs. Why is that? That's crazy.
Sunday night.
That's crazy.
The Chiefs don't blow anyone out. And
take the Chiefs and lay the points. Here you go. We're going to talk to Chris Arrington coming up next. Then we got Kevin Cerrito. It is a Robert Irwin Jewelers is a great place to go anytime. But right now they've got the RIJ Wedding Band Weekend event starts today. That's right. It's not only National Cheeseburger Day. It is the start of the Robert Irwin Jewelers Wedding Band Weekend event today through Saturday. Annual ring sale. Save up to $2,000. If it shines, sparkles, can be put on a finger. It's on sale this Thursday through Sunday, through Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Here you go. Diamond anniversary bands, diamond eternity bands, gold bands, carved bands, designer diamond bands, ring guards, wraps, and, of course, diamonds. Plus, with the purchase of $999 or more, get a free tungsten or titanium wedding band. They've got the Bartlett Town Center in Bartlett, Golf Goodman Road in South Haven, and, of course, the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. That's the one I go to. It is the RIJ Wedding Band Weekend Event, Thursday through Saturday, rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.